Harry Moore speaking.
Hello, Junior, this is Jimmy.
Jimmy Durante, where are you?
Working at my uncle's restaurant. What a day I had. Someone ordered a Denver sandwich, so I went to Denver. Then someone ordered a Bermuda onion, so I went to Bermuda. And now, Junior, am I burnt up?
Why?
Some guy just came in and ordered devil's food cake.
Yes, Jimmy Durante, Gary Moore, Jerry Sullivan, Roy Bargy and his orchestra, and yours truly, Howard Petrie. Roy Bargy in the orchestra now, in a Roy Bargy arrangement of El Relicario. The co-star of our show. Here he is, Gary Moore.
Thank you. Thank you, Howard Petrie, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Friends, before we do anything tonight, the old gentleman who lives next door to my house has asked if he may be allowed to give a message to all of the mothers in our neighborhood. Well, Mr. Orwig, what is your message to the mothers?
Mothers, keep your brats off my front lawn!
Isn't that touching? And if you'll bear with us, friends, if you'll bear with us, there's just one more message to one mother in particular.
Come back. Come back. No, please come back.
Who are you calling for?
My other wife. I'm John.
Oh, there you are, you marvelous little madcap.
Well, you look who's here. Forever adenoids. Mrs. Wurtenberg Live, I feel that I must apologize for not coming over to your garden party yesterday.
Oh, I was so disappointed when you didn't show up. You've no idea how I missed you.
And I missed you too, Mrs. Wurtenberg.
Oh, Mr. Moore, did you really miss me?
Yes, my aim was good, but the rock was too heavy. But tell me, what brings you here tonight?
Well,
Except for those remarkably large feet. What brings you here, huh?
I met your wife on the street, and she asked me to deliver a kiss to you.
My wife asked you to deliver a kiss to me?
Yes.
Well, just put it on the floor right over there.
Mr. Moore, you're just pulling my leg.
Well, I wasn't, but if you think it'll be fun, let's try it, shall we?
Well, that's no way to talk to a lady and a mother.
Why, Myrtle Wurtelbertle. Did I hear you correctly? Are you a mother?
Why, certainly. I have 16 children.
Ooh.
Oh, and what a delightful gift my husband Wilberbud got for me. He gave me a bouquet of 16 roses, one for each child, with a lovely mother
card attached.
What did the card say?
Stop!
Let's turn to a boy every mother loves,
the one and only Jimmy Durante in person.
You've got to start off each day with a song.
Say it, boy.
Now, even when things go wrong,
yoo-hoo!
Why, you feel better, you even look better. Chloe! Chloe! I guess the ushers wouldn't let her in without a ticket. You know, Junior,
huh?
I still can't get rid of that frog in my throat.
The frog? Well, then why don't you have your throat painted?
I would, but the frog and I can't agree on the color. But that is neither umbri nor argo. The other evening, I was at home with a copy of Forever Amber. You see, I don't have central heating. When who should fly into the room but my long-lost carrier pigeon, Herman.
Oh, so your pigeon finally came back. Well, how was Herman?
Delicious. But I want to tell you, Gary, there was a message tied to his leg from the coordinator. He wanted me to construct a pipeline from California to New York. So in order to learn how to dig an underground tunnel, I decided to watch the greatest expert in the world.
Umbriago?
No, a gopher. You only missed by 2 teeth. I worked hard and hand in hand with this gopher. He dug 6 feet and I dug 6 feet. He scooped up dirt and I scooped up dirt. For 10 hours we dug and scooped. And it proved very interesting.
Very interesting?
Yes, we came up on the lady's side of a Turkish bath. Fortunately, we both had towels.
Jimmy, it seems that to me that constructing an oil pipeline nowadays is quite a problem. Did you have much trouble getting help?
No, it was child's play for my adulterated mind. I went right out and hired 6,452.
6,452 what?
In these times, who asks?
That's true. Well, Jimmy, I assume you already had rights to the land on which you were going to lay the pipeline.
Indubitably, emphatically, consummatedly, and irrevocably. Does that answer your question?
Yes.
Then answer mine. What did I say? The red it is, one of you in every crowd.
Jimmy, there's one thing that perplexes me. How did you manage to get your pipeline across the Mississippi River?
It was simple, but damp. However, we struck a wrecked ship at the bottom of the river, so we built our pipeline right through the hull.
The hull, you say?
Watch your language, Junior. I've got my sweetheart tattooed on my chest. Anyway, 6 months later, my transcontinental pipeline was finished. We turned the oil on in Los Angeles, and a terrible thing happened, yeah. Junior. The pipe sprung a leak in Virginia, and 3,000 acres of tobacco was flooded with oil.
Well, did the oil do any damage?
I don't know. Does your cigarette taste different lately?
You and your problems, Jimmy. You know, you wouldn't get into so much trouble if you just settled down and get married. Gee whiz, Jimmy. Just picture a little white cottage in the country, and a while later, the pitter-patter of tiny feet around the house. How does that sound, Jimmy?
Lovely. You buy the ring and I'll pick out the furniture. But, Junior, no kidding. There's only one thing that keeps me from getting married.
What's that?
I can't find a girl that's my type.
Jimmy, your search is over because I have found a girl who's exactly your type. She's waiting outside now. Oh, Agnes.
Drop everything. Roll out the carpets and let me hear those trumpets. Agnes is here in person.
I don't believe it. Nobody could talk like that.
Jimmy, this is the girl I've been telling you about. This is Agnes.
How do you do?
How do you do?
There must be an echo in this joint.
That's my boy who said that. Jimmy, I'm so nuts about you. I've even written you a love song. It's called Tony's Pushcart.
Tony's Pushcart? How does it go?
It don't go. You gotta push it. A million of them.
Junior, I gotta get rid of this dame. She's taking the bread right out of my schnoz.
Jimmy, we have so much in common, we ought to get married. We talk alike.
Yes.
We like the same things.
Yes.
You're a man.
Yes.
And I'm a woman.
I knew this conversation would end in an argument.
This is the final humiliation. I'll take this to the highest court. Where's my big brother? Hey, Jew.
Yeah?
This wise guy's been insulting me. He's been making fun of my birth.
Yeah? How mortifying. How mortifying. I'll hit him on the head so hard, the bum will be curved like a banana. How do you like that? Why, they're crawling out of the cracks. I'm surrounded by aliases. Hey, Gary, get me out of this, well? Don't just stand there. Say something.
I can't.
Why not? That's the conditions that prevail. Everybody wants to get into the act. Now you know that you can't go wrong. Why, if you got off the table,
Roy Bargy and the orchestra now in a Roy Bargy arrangement of Lither.
While they were playing, I enjoyed a dance backstage with Mrs. Whittlebuttle.
Oh, poker?
No, I'm a gentleman at all times. But, Junior, how about telling the people what's in the culture corner for tonight, please?
All right, James, I'll tell you, though, I'm in a kind of an embarrassing position tonight. You see, my wife has always wanted to write for the radio. Now, let her write me a play for tonight.
Oh, it's swell, Gary. Is the play any good?
Is it good? It stinks. It's not very good at all, no. Not very good.
Well, now, Gary, you're not going to do it just because she wrote it. After all, where is your courage? Where is your independence?
He hasn't been married very long, has he? Now, the play is set in a hospital, and I am a prospective father. As the curtain rises, I am in the hospital elevator. And as I go up to await the birth of my offspring, I am anxiously counting the floors as they go past. 3, 6, 9, 12. I guess it's dangerous to have any more in California on account of earthquakes. Well, I guess this is it. Yes?
Your wife evidently wants your time to be well occupied.
Huh?
If you'll open that door, you'll see what she just got for you. A set of fiddly wings.
Well, nurse, take a good look at me. What do you think I'll be father of this time?
Oh, it's a pity we can't look into the future and see what we're getting, isn't it?
Yeah. See, a fella gets sentimental, you know, at a time like this. I'll never forget the first day I met my wife.
That's no concern of mine. I understand this is your second child. Where was your first baby born?
Well, we'll discuss that later. I brought my wife a bunch of flowers. What shall I do with them?
Well, we usually put them in the icebox overnight. The little ones we never bother with. In fact, if an intern has a date, he usually helps himself to one and wears it in his buttonhole.
Well, I'm not very familiar with this hospital. Where do they take the babies after they're born?
Now, don't worry about a thing. Just sit here with this gentleman. He's waiting, too.
Oh, hello. Say, there's a nice view out this window. That bird's nest on the window ledge is empty, isn't it?
No, that's where you're wrong. I just saw a robin sit down and lay an egg in it.
Oh, gee, I'm so excited. I've lost my hat. I must have left it downstairs in the office.
Well, the superintendent won't let you have it unless it's got your initials on the inside.
Yeah, I'm still worried about my wife. I hope she gives me a little baby boy to take home.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is my wife, Lay.
Now, Gary, listen, I'm very fond of your wife, but to me this whole place sounded like it was backwards or something.
Backwards, Howard? That's just it. She was making an upside-down cake while she was writing this play. Now, let's say she wrote the whole thing backwards.
Well, then let's try reading it backwards, huh? Oh,
all right, you start with your last line and read toward the front, and we'll see what happens.
All right.
All right.
Gee, I'm worried about my wife. I hope she gives me a little baby boy to take home.
Well, the superintendent won't let you have it unless it's got your initials on the inside. Now, this play's beginning to make sense. Carry on, Howard. Read on.
Oh, gee, I'm so excited. I've lost my hat. I must have left it downstairs in the office.
That's where you're wrong. I just saw Robin sit down and lay an egg in it. Say, nurse, I'm not very familiar with this hospital. Where do they take the babies after they're born?
Well, we usually put them in the icebox overnight. The little ones we never bother with. In fact, if an intern has a date, he helps himself to one and wears it in his buttonhole.
Well, I've brought my wife a bunch of flowers. What shall I do with them?
That's no concern of mine.
Oh, gee, I'll never forget the day I first met my wife.
It's a pity we can't look into the future and see what we're getting.
Well, nurse, take a good look at me. What do you think I'll be the father of this time?
A set of tiddlywinks. Now, Mr. Moore, your wife evidently wants your time to be well occupied. If you'll open that door, you'll see what she just got for you.
3, 6, 9, 12. I guess it's dangerous to have any more in California on account of the earthquake. Ladies and gentlemen, she paid us a visit once or twice before, but this marks her first night as a regular member of our gang. We're delighted indeed to throw out the welcome mat for Miss Jerry Sullivan.
Thanks, Jerry, and I want you to know that I couldn't be more thrilled.
We're thrilled, too, Miss Sullivan. You know, you're the prettiest person in Hollywood, the prettiest person in America, and the prettiest person in the world.
Oh, wait a minute, Jimmy. Aren't you forgetting yourself?
No. You're prettier than I am, too.
Well, I think you're both pretty. But for something pretty swell for all of us, Jerry Sullivan singing her song for tonight, titled Anywhere, Jerry Sullivan.
Anywhere, as long as you are there. Anywhere, just start the change. I'll go where you are, dear. It doesn't matter how far, dear. I'd take a trip to a star, dear, for that warm embrace. Just say you care, and I'll go anywhere, anytime, and any place. Magic carpet, I'm willing to swear that this of yours could take me anywhere, anytime. place. Although I have no magic carpet, I'm willing to swear that kiss of yours can take me.
Ladies and gentlemen, in place of our regular Friday night drama, tonight we present another operatic performance by the G-Clef Coffee Klatch and Culture Choir.
That's what I like to hear. How are we going to sing this opera? A cappella?
A cappella? Jimmy, you don't even know what a cappella means.
I know, but you must admit it makes a very intelligent question.
Yes, it does. Now, our leading lady tonight, our charming newcomer, Miss Jerry Sullivan, will play the part of my wife. And you, Jimmy, play the part of a crooked sheriff.
Oh, boy, give me my badge. I can hardly wait to pin my badge on.
What's your hurry?
I gotta hurry. My suspenders just broke.
I see. Well, now, the part of a handsome stranger in the opera will be played by Robert Jellison, a fugitive from the Danny Kaye show.
How do you do?
Are you in pain? And for our final bit of casting, Mr. Howard Petrie will be in charge of singing the special choral effect.
Oh, the choral effect? Oh, I love that kind of carrying on.
I'll debate the five that guy's father hates him.
Well, enough of this twiddle twaddle. The opera is about to begin. Mr. Bargy, the overture to the opera.
Tonight's opera deals with a tragic theme indeed. A young man who has fallen into the clutches of a crooked sheriff who's in love with a young man's wife. The sheriff has framed our hero, and from the young man's heart there springs forth a song of deep despair.
Oh, I'm a-going to the jailhouse, alas and alack. I'm an innocent man, but I am one sad sack. I've been framed by a sheriff named Sneaky McGurk, and it ain't no work to say McGurk is a jerk. He's as crooked as a pretzel and as slippery as an eel. He surpasses old Sullivan as the number one heel. He held up a bank and then dug gunnet. He swore out a warrant and he claimed that I'd done it.
Hot tub! Hot tub! Hot tub! Hot tub!
Now I am the wife of this unfortunate man. He's got an honest heart underneath his homely tan. But McGurk is a jerk who is crazy about skirts.
And when it comes to her, he ain't crazy, he's nerd.
So he framed my hubby, gonna have him sent to prison, cause he thinks that from then on, I will be his'n. But I'll expose the sheriff and I'll make him face the music. Or my name ain't Fanny Aphrodite Van Dusen.
Hot tub! Hot tub! Hot tub! Hot tub! And here he comes, folks, the crooked sheriff who has framed our hero so he can steal his wife. Let's all hit!
Tightsy, tightsy, my pretty little squaw. Open up the door in the name of the law. Stick up your hands and don't you dare move a muscle, or I'll perforate your husband right in the bustle.
Will not.
Will do.
Will not.
Will do. When I've got him in the jailhouse out of the way, we can play post office all the doggone day. I'll give you air mail kisses. I'll give you nothing less.
But you'll have to send your schnozzle by railway express.
Hot tub! Hot tub! Hot tub! Hot tub!
I'll bet he wrote the words to that himself.
You're a mean man, Sheriff, and you ought to be in jail. You're lower than the dimple on the tummy of a whale. But I'll hug you and I'll kiss you if you'll only do right.
Hug me and kiss me, there's good news tonight.
Say yes.
Oh, no.
Say yes.
Oh, no. You can stop your begging, cause it ain't no use. I'm taking him away to the local calaboose.
Won't somebody save me from this trick so dirty?
I'll call Dick Tracy.
He's out with Gravel Gertie.
Hot tub! Hot tub! Hot tub! Hot tub!
Mr. Petrie, you have added nothing to the conversation.
Gentlemen.
But who do I spy?
What's that a flying up there in the sky?
Is it a bird?
Is it a plane?
Is it going to land?
Stand back, villain. It's me, Superman.
Egad.
Hoorah.
Gazoot.
Hooray.
You heard what I said. It's me, Superman. And believe me, kiddies, I'm a super duper man. I can fight like crazy. I'm a real brave fellow.
He's got a physique like a tub full of jello.
Tap two.
Pasta. Why don't you go someplace and lie down?
Did you bring any evidence to set me free?
The sheriff is the guilty man, as guilty as can be. He made a bad slip, and to jail he's a-going.
How do you like that? My slip is showing.
Three cheers.
I'm some.
Three cheers.
I'm cooked.
So you see, Mr. Sheriff, the crime doesn't pay.
And from other men's women, you should always keep away.
Have you any last words, you wicked old goat?
Yeah. Unquote.
Gary and Jimmy will be back in a moment.
Mr. Bull.
And now that our day's work has been done, James, I've got an idea. You know, Danny Kaye's program follows ours in a few minutes. Why don't we go next door and hear him sing his song?
Junior, I don't want to sound snooty, but why should I listen to Danny Kaye? You know, Danny and I are almost exactly alike.
You are?
Yes. He has a wavy head and pear-shaped tones, and I have wavy tones and a pear-shaped head.
That's all right. Good night, Mr. Durante.
Good night, Mr. Moore.
Good night, everybody. Good night.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Show.